Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 45.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, here we are. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 45. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be going over how to practice comping with your left hand while improvising with your right hand. So this is a really great topic. And someone actually on the blog, or on the podcast rather, online, on the website, left a comment asking for this. So I thought I'd do it because it's a really great topic to go over with. And a lot of people have trouble with it. So again, thank you so much for tuning in here. It's been a little while since I've done a podcast, but I'm super excited to get back on track doing with these. We've just been super busy with the website. If you haven't been to the website, again, it's jazzpianoschool.com. Very, very easy, right? My name is Brendan Lowe, and I'm going to be helping you with this topic today. So let's dive right in. Now, I'm going to give you five key points that you should be working on with your left hand comping while integrating your right hand improv into your left hand comping. So again, lining up your hands so that this works in harmony is very, very difficult, but when it happens, it greatly enhances your solo and your improv, even if you're playing simple lines. Ultimately, your right hand and left hand should be working in harmony together to build a conversation. And a lot of people kind of, you know, dismiss your left hand because it's not, you know, your right hand seems like it's doing all the flashy work, which it is. But without that right hand support, without your left hand support, your right hand really is only playing single notes unless you're doing harmony. So your left hand can change the atmosphere of your right hand. So it's very, very important that you learn to use your left hand very, very effectively to support your right hand. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But point number one here is going to be, we need to know the chords that we're practicing or learning ultimately so well in our left hand that it becomes second nature. So this is a very easy step, right? And a lot of people don't really think about this because we're trying to learn such complicated voicings. But you need to use voicings that are comfortable for you to play without thinking, right? This needs to be like reading and writing. So if I go to play a blues, right? I have certain voicings I'm comfortable with, so I don't even need to think about my left hand. So in a blues, right? If I'm gonna play blues, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now this is pretty much on autopilot for me right now. I've played that and practiced it so many times that when I work on soloing with both hands, or improvising with my right hand and integrating my left hand comping, that's going to come out very, very easy. So your practice exercise needs to be something that you can manage. And I would recommend starting off with 2-5-1s and pick a key that is very simple for you. So I'm going to show you, demonstrating the key of C, right? So if the voicings, the only voicings you know are just inversions maybe, voice leading inversions. Right? If this is all you can do, then go with that. And then maybe you can choose another inversion. Right? So first of all, the very first thing you want to do is pick comfortable voicings for yourself. I'm going to be using some rootless voicings, okay? And I go over those in another podcast episode. You can check that out. And by the way, if I'm going to give a practice downloadable exercise guide sheet for these five tips, so you guys have some practice exercises you can do that go along with this. And if you want to download that sheet, simply go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast45, okay? jazzpianoschool.com/podcast45, and you will be able to get the download practice material for this episode, all right, in order to practice your left-hand comping. So again, the first thing you want to do is pick your comfortable left-hand voicings. Once you pick those voicings, right, over your 2-5-1, then all we're going to do is practice comping with our left hand. We don't want to integrate our right hand just yet, okay, because it's going to be too much. Too many people jump the gun, right? You start improvising with your left hand, and then it just gets, you know, chaotic. So we just want to practice specific rhythms with our left hand. So the rhythms are going to be on your practice guide sheet that you can download. You can go to the website and get that, but for now, I'm just going to show you a couple. So just whole notes to start off with. For a lot of you, this may be super simple. For some of you, it may be, you know, a little bit more advanced just because you're practicing voicing. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. Now again, the purpose to this is to get our voicings in our left hand so automatic, so known and mastered that we don't have to think about it at all, okay? Now, once we've practiced the whole notes, obviously for a lot of you that's going to be super easy, we go to other rhythms, right? So half notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Super simple still, right? Okay, very simple. But let's get into some more advanced rhythms, okay? So we want to practice other rhythms, but we can think about textures, okay? So here's an example. We can go long to short. So we can play a rhythm like a dotted quarter going to an eighth note. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3, right? So we're practicing rhythms with our left hand so they get super comfortable. Then we can practice short to long. So maybe we can practice the end of 1 and the downbeat of 3. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, 1 and 2 and 3, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, 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 1 and 2 and 3, okay? So we want to work on, again, the purpose of this is that we're training our left hand to play rhythmically, to play rhythms without, it's got to be on autopilot. You know, that's our main goal. It has to be on autopilot, okay? Now, all those rhythms and some more practice rhythms will be in that cheat sheet you can download. That is point number one. We just want to isolate our left hand comping with voicings and rhythms that we want to work on in a very, very simple way. Okay, point number two is going to be practice your left hand spontaneously. So you're basically soloing, okay, with your left hand, right? And the goal here is to create a improvised almost solo with your left hand, right? It should sound good. It shouldn't just be just comping, right? Because we want our left hand to be very active, right, to support our right hand. And this will take time. If you're a beginner, you need to have more voicings in your repertoire in order to create more of a solo because we have more options, right? Just like learning a language, the more nouns you know, the better you can describe things, the better you can speak about things because you know how to actually say like table or chair. You know, if you don't know how to say those words in a language, then you're not gonna be able to talk very fluently. Same with jazz. All right, so here's my solo. I'm gonna be using inversions, some rootless voicings, some extensions, some reharms I'll be using, right? Tritones, relative to minors, some movements, maybe some diminished chords. And again, guys, these are all points that I talk about in the podcast in some previous episodes and in the JPS course as well. So here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. So I'm kind of just having fun. And obviously, you don't need to practice your left hand to that extent. But again, you want to practice improvising your left hand, because ultimately, we're learning how to comp spontaneously with our left hand as our right hand solos. So you need to be able to do that on its own before you integrate it with your right hand. So we could, I'm going to do a more simple version here. And again, we're thinking about textures, long, short, thick and thin voicings, reharms, different movements. You just want to make it fun, but you can make it simple too, just playing rhythms. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Different extensions here. Rhythms, sorry. Space, right? And again, actually, I really should have a metronome. I'm feeling an internal beat when I do this, but just to show you guys, I'll put that you should be practicing with a metronome. Very sorry. This should be in again different tempos, right? You should always have the tempos on. So here's my metronome. It's actually going through my speaker right now, so it's kind of funky. I don't know why it does this. But here's my metronome. 1, 2, a little slower. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so put that metronome on. Make sure when you're practicing your spontaneous left hand soloing with comping, you got that metronome on and you're practicing different styles. Right, let me turn my speaker off just so you can hear the metronome. I don't know why it doesn't work through the speaker well, but it just doesn't for some reason. So I'm gonna put this up to 230 now. Right, all different tempos you wanna work on, because this is, you need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations in order to grow. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, I have things at fast tempos I tend to do normally because I feel more solid on them. Obviously, on your slower tempos, you're going to have more room. You want to build up to that. Let's do a very slower swinging tempo, maybe like 80, 90. We have much more room for space here, right, and some movements, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'll use a dominant chord here. Sixth chord, F minor. So your left hand comping should be swinging, you know, like if someone listened to your comping, they should be like, oh, that's killing, you know, like it shouldn't be on autopilot. You want to make it fascinating and treat it just as if you were soloing with your right hand. Okay, that's point number two. So here we go. Number three is I'm getting into integrating your right hand now. Now, before we talk about just completely integrating your right hand, the first kind of component you can practice is palates behind your right hand. So when I start to improvise now with my right hand, I'm gonna use a blues here, turn my speaker back on. You can think about rhythmic palates so you're not thinking about when to place your left hand, right? And this is what I do with my students here, and I teach, is that you wanna start off with just specific rhythmic palates so that you are not thinking about your left hand. So again, whole notes, half notes, you work with written rhythms that are on that practice sheet I'm gonna give you, and solo with your right hand at the same time. So I'm gonna put a blues on here. I'm just gonna play whole notes, okay, in my left hand. That's all you wanna start out with until you get the hang of switching your voicings. And again, if you can't do the whole notes, then you don't know your voicings well enough. That's a very, very key point. If you can't play whole notes while your right hand is improvising, you don't know your voicings well enough, and you need to go back, learn your voicings better with your left hand alone, okay, then integrate your right hand. So it's all a systematic process, right? You can't just leap right into it. All these steps are in the JPS course too, listed out with practice materials too, if you're interested. So here we go. This will be at 130. This is an F blues. That's a little too fast. I want to give you guys a better impression here. Let's do 115. 2, 3, 4. Sorry, I forgot what key we're in. I got confused. I thought we were playing C for a sec. So that is whole notes in your left hand, right? Then we progress our rhythms, okay? So I'm going to skip half notes. I'm going to go to certain rhythmic palettes because if you've listened to Red Garland, he does this a lot, okay? He'll have his rhythms on the and of 2 and and of 4, okay? And these are rhythms you'll have practiced already in your left hand alone. And if you're working on, again, here's a key point. If you're working on this with a tune, I'd recommend working on your left-hand rhythms with that tune so you're practicing the voicing. So what I mean by that is I would take this blues and just practice my rhythms on the and of 2 and and of 4. Okay, so here's what that would sound like with my backing track. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3, 4. Right, so upbeats of 2 and 4. Okay, once you've practiced that rhythm, then you're going to add your right hand. Now your left hand, again, should be so on autopilot with that rhythm. You're creating a palette underneath your right hand that you're not worrying about your left hand, okay? But here's the step where we integrate our right hand into comping over our left hand. Here we go. I'm using the same rhythm, okay? 1, 2. Now this is actually going to be very tricky. That upbeats rhythm is a more advanced rhythm. So this is why we're going to start. I want you to follow the steps in the practice sheet. You want to start with simple rhythms. Whole notes, half notes, dotted quarters to the and. Okay, so I'm going to regress just a little bit. Instead of doing all upbeats like I was just doing, we can do 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, right? This is a more simple rhythm because you're playing on the downbeat of 1. Okay, let me show you this right now. Here we go, top. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoops, what happened? Let's try that again. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. again, so I'm working, I'm not really focusing on my right hand. I'm kind of letting my right hand go, right? I'm not paying attention to how hip my right hand's playing or improvising. I'm focusing on my left hand rhythm, right? The goal is to integrate our hands together in this step. Okay, so that's step number three. Just to reiterate the steps here. One, we're practicing our left hand chords alone rhythmically, okay? Through either tunes you're working on, which you know the voicings to already, or 2-5-1s, because you should know, if you know your 2-5-1 voicings well, it's more simple progression than jumping right into tunes. And this is how I would teach you, right? This would be a theory concept. You'd learn through your 2-5-1s, then apply this step to your repertoire, okay? Number two is gonna be practice your left hand spontaneously improvising your comping. So you're not doing set rhythms anymore, you're just spontaneously comping with your left hand and creating a comp solo. That's step number two. Step number three, we add our right hand and we're going back to our left hand playing set rhythms with our right hand soloing. Okay, so we're not having to think about our left hand. And again, in that step number three, I'd recommend doing the set rhythms first with whatever progression you're practicing, then adding your right hand. Okay, now here we go. Step number four. This is where we're going to be practicing leaving space, okay, in your right hand for your left hand to comp. Because ultimately, we want our left hand and right hands to, our left hands and right hands, because we have more than one, right? Our left hand and right hand to have a conversation with each other. They should be supporting each other in as you're playing. And this, I mean, sorry, I'm just kind of having some thoughts here. You know, there's different schools of thoughts because your left hand in the bebop area was just comping, but as we progress, you're hearing more modern pianists integrate their left hand. Their left hand is much more supportive and free in its own entity than its right hand. Gerald Clayton has a lot of left hand movements, a lot of inner voicings. Keith Jarrett, obviously. Bill Evans' left hand was phenomenal rhythmically and voicing wise. So as jazz progressed, the left hand became much more active in supporting the right hand. And I mean, even in the day, Art Tatum's left hand obviously was all over the place, but I guess I'm talking more about the hard bop players where left hand is just comping and supporting with voicings rather than really interacting. So, you know, it's up to you to kind of figure out your style, but these are the steps I recommend to really start to open the doors and opportunities for your left hand to go where you want it to go. Okay, so here's what we're going to do here is practice step number four, practice leaving space purposefully for your left hand to comp. So I'm going to switch off now. My left hand is not going to comp when my right hand's playing. So I'm going to only comp when my left hand has space. So it's going to be a bar my right hand, bar my left hand, okay, in the blues. Here we go. Top, one, two, three. Exercise is really going to allow your left hand to speak, right, with your right hand by purposely leaving space. Okay, your left hand will have an opportunity to play and say what it needs to, and it's also going to give you get in that feeling of comping and supporting your right hand. And hopefully, you could tell that the conversation was happening. Right, my right hand would play something. Right? So you can hear that kind of back and forth. Okay. Now the next step, there's kind of there's an A and a B to step four. The next step, okay, is combining your left hand with your right hand while your right hand's soloing, but your right hand's still gonna leave space every other bar. So instead of just your right hand playing, I want you to comp with your left hand and your right hand, but then your right hand's gonna leave space and it's just gonna be your left hand. So we're slowly, right, we're slowly integrating your left hand into the right hand playing, but we're still allowing your left hand to speak by itself. Okay, here we go. Top, one, two, three, four. So my right hand soloed, my left hand comped with my right hand for one bar. Then my right hand stopped soloing, my left hand comped on its own. And then together, then on its own. All right, that's step number four. That's B of step number four. Step number five is complete freedom, right? Complete conversation with both hands. Now the way to, again, we don't want to just let everything get chaotic now. We still want to kind of have focused conversation between both hands. So what we're going to do is I want you to think about motifs, right? Think about your right hand motifs and building ideas that can have a conversation with your left hand. Don't start out playing, you know, gibberish. Like, don't let the conversation get one-sided. You know, when someone talks and just talks forever, that's no fun. You want to let your left hand have a say in the conversation, right? So don't let your right hand get all crazy. Say something very confidently and simple. Have your left hand respond. Say something very confidently and simple. Have your left hand respond. Then slowly you can have them start to talk at the same time and have a more, you know, integrated conversation. Okay, so here we go. I have my laundry and I just have to, let me stop my timer real quick. You know that laundry timer, right? Sneaks up on you. You're like doing one thing. You're like, oh, shoot, my laundry. All right. I don't know where that came from. Well, I do, but all right, here we go. I'm getting crazy. Let's go. Two, three, four. I was having a little fun there. I got a little excited, got a little juiced up as I was playing, and that's because my right hand and left hand were having a conversation. When you leave that space, it's so much more fun to build your ideas. In that space with your left hand comping, you know, it allows that conversation, it allows motivic development in your solos, and you can already hear the building. It's much more interesting when you give your left hand that space to talk and speak. And also the other musicians around you. I mean, if you're playing with a band, or even if you're playing solo piano, right? If I were to play a blues solo, mm-hmm. it's much more interesting when you're leaving that space to have the left hand add that conversation. So we're going on half an hour now. It's probably good. So here are the ideas. Again, to download the practice guide sheet for these steps, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast45. And losing my voice here, guys. And you can download the practice sheet for this episode, my freebie giveaway. Okay, so number one, practice your left-hand chords rhythms by themselves. Okay, just patterns, rhythms, with whatever harmonies you recommend. In the sheet, it's going to be 2-5-1s. Okay, so those are the easiest progression. Number two, practice soloing with your left hand. So create spontaneous comping solos with your left hand. Number three, practice a palette of rhythmic concepts. So specific rhythmic concepts while your right hand is improvising. That's our first integration, okay? With this step, we're getting used to our left hand comping with our right hand on autopilot, okay? Number four, practice leaving space per bar for your left hand to speak and comp. Okay, so right hand plays, left hand, right hand, left hand. Step B of number four is both hands play at the same time, and then your right hand stops for one bar. Both hands stop, right hand, both hand, just left hand. Okay, number five is the complete conversation. Use small motivic ideas in your right hand, confidently speak small patterns, right? And have your left hand respond or join in the conversation with your right hand. Okay, don't let it start just having a mind of its own and going all over the place, right? Like Thing from the Addams Family. That's what I love using that reference. I was like, whoa, is your left hand Thing, you know, the hand that goes all over the place? So make sure you're in control of it, right? In control of that left hand while you're soloing with your right hand. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Again, if you guys have requests for podcasts, let me know, because I love hearing ideas of what you want to learn, what you want to learn more of. Again, if you could rate the podcast, I'd really appreciate it. If you give it a 5-star rating, if you're enjoying it, leave a review. That would really, really help the ratings in iTunes and help other people find the podcast as well, so we can spread the knowledge of jazz piano around the world and help JPS grow. So again, guys, thank you so much. I'm going to be turning these podcasts and publishing them every Friday on a new subject, maybe some interviews, get some more guests on here. And that's it. Again, last thing, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast45 to download that freebie practice material on this podcast. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and happy practicing.